It's episode 24 of the New LifeSpring Family Bible. It's Friday, and today we'll read Genesis 38 and 39 from the Darby Translation. Genesis chapter 38. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned in to a man of Adullam whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there the daughter of a Canaanitish man whose name was Shua, and he took her and went in to her. And she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Ur. And she again conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And again she bore a son, and she called his name Shelah, and he was at Kizeb when she bore him. And Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. And Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of Jehovah, and Jehovah slew him. Then Judah said to Onan, "Go into thy brother's wife, and fulfill to her the brother-in-law's duty, and raise up seed to thy brother." But when Onan knew that the seed should not be his own, it came to pass when he went into his brother's wife that he spilled it on the ground in order to give no seed to his brother. And the thing which he did was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and he slew him also. And Judah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, "Remain a widow in thy father's house until Shelah my son is grown," for he said, "lest he die also as his brethren." And Tamar went and remained in her father's house. And as the days were multiplied, Judah's wife, the daughter of Shua, died. And Judah was comforted, and he went up to his sheep shearers to Timnah, he and his friend Hira, the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, "Behold, thy father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his sheep." And she put the garments of her widowhood off from her, and covered herself with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in the entry of Anaim, which is on the way to Timnah, for she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him as wife. And Judah saw her, and took her for a harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned aside to her by the way, and said, "Come, I pray thee, let me go into thee," for he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, "What wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come into me?" And he said, "I will send thee a kid of the goats from the flock." And she said, "Wilt thou give me a pledge until thou send it?" And he said, "What pledge shall I give thee?" And she said, "Thy signet, and thy lace, and thy staff which is in thy hand." And he gave it her, and went into her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away, and she laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid of the goats by the hand of his friend the Adullamite, to receive the pledge of the woman's hand. But he found her not. And he asked the men of her place, saying, "Where is the prostitute that was at Anaim by the wayside?" And they said, "There was no prostitute here." And he returned to Judah and said, "I have not found her." And also the men of the place said, "No prostitute has been here." Then Judah said, "Let her take it for herself, lest we be put to shame. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her." And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, "Tamar thy daughter-in-law has committed fornication, and behold, she is also with child by fornication." And Judah said, "Bring her forth, that she may be burned." When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "By the man to whom these belong am I with child." And she said, "Acknowledge, I pray thee, whose are this signet, and this lace, and this staff?" And Judah acknowledged them, and said, "She is more righteous than I, because I have not given her to Shelah my son." And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass at the time of her delivery that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she brought forth that one stretched out his hand, and the midwife took it and bound round his hand a scarlet thread, saying, "This came out first." And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, "How hast thou broken forth? On thee be the breach." And they called his name Phares. And afterwards came out his brother, round whose hand was the scarlet thread. And they called his name Zerah. Genesis chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, a chamberlain of Pharaoh, the captain of the lifeguard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hand of the Ishmaelites who had brought him down thither. And Jehovah was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that Jehovah was with him, and that Jehovah made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found favor in his eyes and attended on him. And he set him over his house, and all that he had he gave into his hand. And it came to pass from the time he had set him over his house and all that he had, that Jehovah blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of Jehovah was on all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and took cognizance of nothing with him, save the bread that he ate. And Joseph was of a beautiful form and of a beautiful countenance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, my master takes cognizance of nothing with me. What is in the house and all that he has been given into my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he withheld anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. And how should I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, and he hearkened not to her to lie with her and to be with her, that on a certain day he went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there in the house. Then she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and ran out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and had fled forth, that she called to the men of her house, and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought in a Hebrew man to us, to mock us. He came in to me, to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me, and fled, and went out." And she laid his garment by her until his lord came home. And she spoke to him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew bondman that thou hast brought to us came in to me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled forth." And it came to pass, when his lord heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "After this manner did thy bondman to me," that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's lord took him and put him into the tower house, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the tower house. And Jehovah was with Joseph, and extended mercy to him, and gave him favor in the eyes of the chief of the tower house. And the chief of the tower house committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the tower house, and whatever they had to do there he did. The chief of the tower house looked not to anything under his hand, because Jehovah was with him, and what he did, Jehovah made it prosper. So in chapter 38, we see that God did not tolerate those who were wicked and those who refused to do what was right. In the space of four verses, he killed two men. Why do you suppose God did that? In chapter 39, we see Joseph model the exact thing we should do when confronted with temptation. He fled. What a courageous thing to do. Now, he paid the price, but he did the right thing. Stay tuned, though, to see what happens as he's in the prison. Being Friday, now is the time to remind you how to get in touch with me and also how to interact with other listeners. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. On Twitter, I'm @_SteveWeb_, #LifespringMedia. And you can get links to subscribe to the podcast at lifespringmedia.com. If you prefer to get an email to remind you that there's a new show, sign up for the email list, and you'll see the form for that at the top of the page at lifespringmedia.com. And then there's the LifeSpring Media Facebook group. I'd love to have you join us. Just search for LifeSpring Media at Facebook. One more thing, if you enjoy the new LifeSpring Family Bible, how about posting a review on the iTunes Store? Just do a search for LifeSpring Family Bible. And then one last thing, don't forget that you can buy my Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for half price with the discount code LSFB. It's great for Bible students and Bible teachers alike. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. So until tomorrow, Saturday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.